Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Now, I have a great program for you today. We're talking about Slender, the newest dating app for fit and active singles. Now, while other dating apps can be frustrating, I know, and very time-consuming, Slender matches you on what matters, and that is they match you on compatibility. My guest today is Andrea Miller. She's a certified matchmaker, dating coach, and founder of Slender, S-L-I-N-D-I-R. Now, Andrea believes that sharing an active lifestyle is one of the best indicators for a compatible, long-lasting relationship. She's also an author, and her latest book is called The Fairy Tale Epidemic, The Harsh Truth About Men, Sex, and You. And she says she wrote the book for all women out there who want more because she believes women have much more control over their dating life than they realize. To learn more about Slender, just go to slender.com, again, S-L-I-N-D-I-R.com, or to work with Andrea or to learn more about her book, go to howtodate.com. And listeners, I want to also tell you that I met Andrea in person. I've met her twice. She is smart, insightful, and good at what she does. So welcome to the program, Andrea. So nice to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. This has been a long time coming, but super exciting, and I'm so happy to be here.
I am so happy. I know we've talked about this for a long time. It's here. I can't wait to talk to you. But before we get to talking about Slender or even your book, tell us a little bit more about you. I know that you're an advertising specialist turned dating expert and entrepreneur. What motivated you to become a matchmaker and a dating coach?
Yeah, I think it's like with anyone. I think you start to at some point realize that you want something a little bit more fulfilling. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't advertising. I loved it. And then I was just kind of got to a point where I was, you know, I wanted something more, you know, pretty much like all women want. And, you know, I started to dig deep and think about what I really liked doing. And I realized I really liked helping people find love, you know, and I found myself coaching all my girlfriends on the weekends, you know, how to date better, how to meet the guy, how to go up to them, how to have self-confidence and good self-esteem and, you know their value, know their worth. And I realized, I might actually be good at this. And then I realized that matchmaking was a profession. So I thought, oh my goodness, this is totally my knack. Let's give it a go. So that's kind of how the matchmaking came about.
And then how about the date coaching? I mean, why change to that as well?
Yeah, exactly. So the matchmaking obviously is very much bringing people together. But with the date coaching, it's really about helping people understand, you know, how to date better. It's more empowering them. And I realized that was really more my focus. And I realized I could connect with people a lot more.
I love it. That's so great and so useful, giving that advice or giving people the power to understand their relationships. Now, knowing all that information, both as a matchmaker and a date coach, is it easier for you in your relationships or how does it affect your relationships?
Oh, absolutely. I think we all, the way we always say, we educate ourselves because it's what we're looking for. So I think I've been always so intrigued about relationships and love and what makes them work and what makes them tick and what makes them stand the test of time that I love reading about it. I love getting educated about it. So I think not only to help my friends, it was also definitely something to help me, because I, you know, my parents got divorced when I was 11. So I thought, okay, I want to understand this now so I can make the best decision going forward. You know, I want a relationship that's going to stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. So,
and I remember meeting you for the first time, and that's exactly what you said to me, Andrea. You said, I love learning. I love understanding relationships, and I can't get enough of that information. I remember that so vividly when we first met.
Well, I think it's fascinating because it's something that we all want, we all crave. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, we all seem to not really know as much as we want to. So for me to be able to take the time and really dive into it, to understand it, to then be able to educate people is so fulfilling to me. And I can tell when I tell people out, or if I even help them, you know, with one small little problem as to how to get that guy to ask me out, or why am I feeling this way? You could see it in their eyes that they just go, oh, that's amazing. And I just feel so good by being able to bring that information to them, because I love learning about it as well. So it feels so good.
What's more important than our relationships? I know we've talked about it. They're important in our daily lives, in our future. They affect us physically. They affect us psychologically. So why not give that information about such an important thing in our lives? So, okay, let's change now to a new dating app, Slindr, S-L-I-N-D-I-R. Why create a new dating app?
Why create a new dating app?
There's so many out there already, right?
It's a great question. People go, oh, that's such a crowded space. But at the same time, I go, yeah, that's true. But if they were all working really well and for everyone, then I wouldn't be getting these complaints from my girlfriends on the weekends going, I can't meet anyone. And I really thought about it. And I thought, well, why are these not working? They're all on these apps. They're going out. They're on these sites. And I kind of went, well, you know, like you said earlier, they're not matching on what matters, which was to me common lifestyle or a shared lifestyle. And I know for me, when I tried online dating about 5 years ago, oh man, I went on like 2 dates and I thought, no way, not for me. I get it. I get why it doesn't work, or it won't work for me, because it still wasn't niche enough for me. And when it comes down to what you want, and if you know what you want, you know, in terms of your values, that's what you're going to look for. And I think that's the best starting point. So to me, there was a lot of time spent trying to find the people that I knew that I would even consider, which was people who lived an active lifestyle. That was my number one. I called it non-negotiable. When I was doing my brainstorming, I thought, what's my number one non-negotiable? And it was, this person has to be active. They have to, you know, want to live life to the fullest, be active every day, because it's going to affect your vacations. It's going to affect the restaurants you eat at. You know, it's going to affect, it's me, it's my happiness, it's what makes me happy. So I need someone as well who understands that and hopefully can enjoy that with me as well.
And help us understand then, Andrea, what does that mean, active lifestyle? Or does it depend on you once you get on that dating app?
No, I think active lifestyle, I think you kind of know if you're in this group or not. It's someone who literally, like I say, I have this slogan called active is our DNA, feeling good is our purpose. Mm-hmm. It's really got nothing to do with how it makes you look or anything. It's how it makes you feel. So I know that I feel so much better when I go for a jump in the ocean. If I go for a run, it literally like breathes energy into my soul. So I always feel better. And, you know, I'll go on the weekends and I'll go, what are we doing? You know, are we going to go for a hike? Are we going to do this? Are we going to go? What are we going to do first thing in the morning? It literally is so part of your daily routine. It's like eating. And if you don't do it, we tend to probably get really angry.
I agree. So it is your lifestyle. Sure. It is an underlying important value in your life. And what you're saying then is that this new dating app, Slindr, matches people on that value, on that lifestyle. And I think I agree completely, Andrea, that when you have that niche or targeted dating app or online dating site, what you're doing is you're saying everybody here has that same basic underlying value. And then when they match, people are much more comfortable, because not only can you talk about that, you have an interest in common, you have a value in common, you have a lifestyle in common, and then you can go from there. So that's really what you're saying then, and the difference between Slindr and other dating apps, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's really kind of bringing that theory that when I go to a run, or when I go to an ocean swim, or if I go to any kind of competitive event where people are out there doing triathlons, Ironmans, whatever it is, even just any kind of sport, maybe being all on the beach together, I can have a conversation with anyone so easily, because we have, again, that zest for life and that wanting to work out and be outside and be active. So yes, exactly like you're saying, it's kind of like when you come to the app, I want people to feel like, oh, conversation is super easy because I already have something in common. You know, I show what kind of activities you like. And that's, you know, it's funny when I say on dating apps, I always try to tell people, talk about what you're passionate about, not what you're unhappy about, or, you know, you don't really want to have really mundane conversation. And Slinder helps fuel this conversation and this commonality and almost feeling like you're not necessarily talking to a stranger, because that's usually what it can feel like. You don't know this person. Mm-hmm. But if you go on there and you can kind of have an ease and already have that common base and foundation of something you both like, that's where that commonality, you know, comes in. And technically that's chemistry. Chemistry is when you're really comfortable with someone.
So that. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like physical attraction. It can be compatibility and attraction in a different way. And, you know, I hear the same thing, Andrea, from singles all the time. Like, what do I say when I start a conversation? What do I ask? What do I talk about? And what you're saying then on Slinder is that you already have something in common. You can already talk about something so important that you feel passionate about.
Oh, absolutely. And then people are going to be themselves. And that's really what it's all about. When you go on a dating app, sometimes people don't know. They'll create, you know, oh, this person might be better than me or not. Or what do I say? And again, it's just, hey, what run did you do this weekend? Oh, I see you got a medal from, you know, the Spartan race. Great. When did you do it last? And all of a sudden, conversation just starts flowing. And that's really where I think people sometimes get a little bit held up because they don't know what to say. But this way, the conversation should just flow and go from there.
I love it. And so tell us a little bit more then. I mean, who's your target audience? Is it open to all ages? How much does it cost?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do get that question a lot in terms of all ages. You know, it's open to everyone. You know, fitness is it's a lifetime commitment and it's a lifetime investment. So, you know, I think fitness is just as important in your 20s as it is in your 50s and 60s. And if anything, in your 50s and 60s, people want to know that that other person is looking after themselves, that they care about it, you know, that you can do things together. It's definitely a very different stage of life. So at this point, you know, I'm not certainly turning anyone away. I think Slinder is for everyone. And the reason I say that too is because it really is all about quality versus quantity. So if you think about it and you have to go on another dating app and you might have to, you know, swipe through 50 profiles to find one decent person that you actually, you know, either find attractive or have something in common with, on my app, you might have 10 people straight from the get-go, which obviously is just going to save you a lot of time and be a much better experience because you're seeing the people that you expect when you go there. So all ages right now, and it's free to start. You know, we've just launched, so people are actually very surprised when I tell them that. You know, naturally for a limited time because you know, we do want to keep this running, and I think once we do start to charge, it will definitely qualify the audience a lot more. We want people on there who are using it and are serious. It's definitely got more of the serious side of the relationships. Yes, the brand is very fun and, you know, live your life and all that. But at the same time, we want people who are there for a reason and a purpose. But right now, it's free.
Right. So it's free. And when you go, that is so great. Listeners, singles out there, it is free for a limited time only, as you say. Yeah. And now when they get to the website, are they going to fill out a profile? Are they going to answer questions? What do people have to do once they get to the website?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on the App Store or Google Play Store. So it's just a download and it probably takes about 5 minutes to fill out a profile. It's super easy. Like I said, it's really cool because you get to fill out activity icons. I have a unique personality test on there, which matches personality types. So that's probably about 15 questions. It's not 400 questions. It's only 15. So it's really easy. And then, you know, and then it's just a few photos, what you're looking for, set your preferences. And then I also have something really fun on there, which is a video, which in my first version, I made it a video profile, but I realized, whoa, people totally do not want to be on camera straight on and talking to the camera. So I changed it and I actually, you know, pivoted and I said, okay, let's make this of you doing something fun. So it adds a little bit of personality to the person as well. But again, it really takes, it's 5 minutes. It's super easy. That's what people want these days. So that's the way I created
it. And what's the feedback? Positive?
Oh, it's been amazing. No, it's, you know, I'm out there every day. I mean, the main thing is I want to get the right people on there. So I'm out at triathlons and I've gone to fit expos and fun runs. And, you know, I've got my booth there and I'm engaging with people and they just go, oh, this is great. You know, there's nothing out there like this. And I said, no, not really, you know, not in this, not with my unique differences, but, no, the response has been absolutely amazing. They get it. They feel like, oh, this is perfect for me. And, these are the type of people they want to meet. And I can just see it in their eyes that they're super excited about it. So the response has been amazing, which is so fulfilling as someone who created it for them.
Right, exactly. And plus, you get to do all that fun stuff, right?
Oh,
like go to the triathlons and go to the fairs and meet people.
Oh, and the environment is awesome.
I know that I have several clients who would be interested because when they're dating, that's something that they look for. It is on their partner quality list. It is one of their top values. And so, like you said, to have everyone already have that value and interest, it's just easier. You don't waste the time. I love it. So let's now then turn to your book, because I definitely want to turn to your book as well. The Fairy Tale Epidemic, The Harsh Truth About Men, Sex, and You. Tell me who should read the book and why you wrote it, Andrea.
Yeah, so I would say it's probably geared at women. And it's really geared at women who are continuously either frustrated or confused as to why maybe they're not getting beyond that dating phase, or they're not getting to that commitment phase with a guy. I wrote it with a colleague of mine. We used to work together, and we were, you know, just both talking about writing a book. And I think the main thing was always to write about something that I was knowledgeable about. So dating, totally, totally comfortable with. And again, this was something that I was always coaching my girlfriends on and trying to get them into that relationship phase. So yeah, definitely women, and women who are definitely looking for more. And may be having trouble as to why that's not happening.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by more? I mean, I said that. That's why you wrote the book. Women want more.
Well, when people say, because I kind of use their language, because they're just kind of like, oh, I want someone who wants more. So sex is easy to find, right? A girl can go out there, especially with, you know, all the technology these days. And, you know, they can go out and they can track sex, because guys like sex too. I mean, everybody likes sex. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. But sex is a very powerful thing. And, you know, it's almost, I don't want to use the term, but it's kind of fun to say, it's almost like it's a jewel. It's something to bait a guy and hold on to and make guys earn. So I have this belief as well that, you know, men like to chase. And I think women like to be, you know, women kind of need to hold on to what those guys are chasing after. So the more is more so, it's you know,
more
for most
serious.
Of, yeah,
is that what you're
serious.
Saying? They want something more serious or significant.
Yeah, they kind of want a relationship with this person. I think it's moving on to the relationship where when they start to invest with this person, like either with sex or time or energy, so is the other person. So at least that person is kind of going after the same thing as them, and they have the same. It's pretty much relationship. You know, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen beyond that, but it's more so, you know, don't give them the things that you would only give in a relationship too early, because you're not actually in a relationship yet. So more would definitely be just getting to that relationship phase where you're both committed to each other.
And let's talk about that a little bit, Andrea, about, you know, women having sex early, because you're definitely saying, or you definitely have written in the book, that women are giving their power away when they have sex too early with someone. Mm-hmm. So what is too early, and how long do you think women should wait?
Well, there's definitely many different views of thought on this. You know, they say it's no sex before monogamy. You know, Patty obviously Stanger says that. And I very much believe and I understand what she's saying. I really think it's when you feel it's right for you. Now, what I say in the book is I say that you should wait until you're doing it as a choice for you, not when you think the guy wants it. So if you're doing it because you think it's going to expect a certain outcome, where if you go, oh, I really want to be with this person, if I have sex with him, then he'll want me more or he'll commit to me, that's not the right time. The right time to do it is when you feel comfortable that no matter what the outcome is with this person, whether you guys move forward or not, you're still going to walk away and say, you know, I was comfortable and ready to have it at that time for me.
So knowing the consequences, knowing the outcome, and knowing how you're going to feel afterwards, do you feel comfortable is really what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really more how, because you're the one, if you give it away for someone else, that's where I say you're giving your power away, because you're making you're making how you feel dependent on that person and their actions. And that's going to leave you in a very vulnerable place. And that's why girls always end up being, oh, I don't know. And I thought this was going to give it. Well, you don't use it as a bargaining chip. you know?
Right. And, you know, I have women come to me all the time, Andrea, and I say exactly what you are saying, you know, they're asking, when should I have sex? When is too early? And I say the same thing, like, you know, do it when you feel comfortable. Know your reactions. Are you going to wake up the next morning and say, this was okay? I made the decision. I had the control. And what they say to me, and I'm, you know, interested in getting your responses, but give me a number. Give me, like, how many dates is a good, you know, situation? Should I do it after one date, two dates, three, five, or 10? So when clients say that to you, what do you respond with?
I still say with it, really, you really can't put it on days, because certain people go in on 3 dates in 3 days. Some people go on 3 dates in 3 weeks.
Right.
So it's hard to say. It's more so once you understand and you know from that other person what their intentions are, meaning, let's say, like, example for the man. So what I say is just, you know, again, there's nothing wrong with having sex with someone. If you're in the mood to go have sex and you both want sex and you have great sex, awesome, have fun. But again, if you want more from them, you have to kind of then qualify and make sure that they want more with you too. So it's really, the answer to that is when you feel comfortable that you have kind of gone through the dating process and vetted this person and worked out what you're both looking for, and that you're on the same page and that you both want the same things and you're happy to move forward, then you move to those next stages.
Right.
So that's
usually
my answer.
And did you have basically you're saying the big message is, did you have a conversation? Did you even talk about sex?
Yes.
Because
yes,
I can't know your intentions unless I talk about it. So,
right.
You know, I know you're a dating coach. How do you talk to women or men about bringing the topic up about sex? How should they start a conversation? Give us an example of what you might tell one of your clients.
Oh, I think you definitely hit the nail on the head. I think it's more, you know, getting straight into it. You know, I'm coaching probably people to be a little bit more blunt, be a little bit more forward. Don't assume anything. Don't expect anything. You know, everyone gets into trouble when they just kind of think, oh, but he was doing this because of his actions. I thought this. It's like, but did you know that? So I think it's really about, you know, asking. And I wouldn't say it's the hard questions. It's only hard questions if it makes you feel uncomfortable. But you shouldn't be uncomfortable. You have to realize that you're actually asking these questions for your own protection and for your own knowledge, so you can make the best decision for you. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, if you're going to just assume anything on their side, then it might get confusing. So.
And yeah. That's true. So you know, you understand for you. I always, as well, Andrea, tell people or my clients that when you talk about sex, studies show that you end up having better sex. Not only are you more satisfied, but the quality of that sex is better. So not only will you know somebody's intentions, but you end up having better sex, which is a great outcome as well.
Oh, absolutely. I guess because you're also talking about intimate things, you're becoming more vulnerable with each other. You're getting to know each other more. And when that happens, you know, you're becoming closer, and therefore it's going to lead to good things, but you're preserving yourself. And if I was somebody just talking to someone, I would just literally ask questions like, so, you know, where are you at in life? You know, where do you, at some point you can kind of go, you know, where do you see this going? I have a chapter in my book actually where it literally just says, if you don't know what he wants, ask him. You just have to ask him, and don't accept excuses. You can work it out. Guys are super obvious in giving you the red flags, and the book really helps identify what those red flags are. And that way you're not convincing yourself otherwise. Because I have a ton of girls also that say, oh, but he said he didn't want a relationship, but I think he still would. But I'm like, but he told you. You have to actually listen to his words. I think a lot of women tend to, you know, even though they're hearing something, they still want to believe what they want in their head. So it's actually really being present when you're with that person and really listening to their answers, because they're giving you all the information along the way.
I love that. Yeah. Hear what they're saying. Don't assume, don't mind read, don't think, but he did this or that. Hear what they say. So, Andrew, we only have 1 minute left. You're a dating coach. What types of clients do you see so that listeners understand if they want to go to you or connect with you? What kinds of clients do you see?
Oh, I love anyone who wants to know something. I've realized that there's people who think they know everything, and that, you know, they're not my best clients. My best clients are people who really want to know, they're interested, and they realize that change can happen almost immediately. I mean, I can have one conversation with someone in 20 minutes and they can go, wow, and I can completely shift their mindset from helpless to hopeful. So that's really the people that I want. It's the people who believe that, hey, there is hope out there. I do want better. I do deserve better. If something's not working for me, something needs to change, and I can help, you know, bring that kind of enlightenment to them. And not only is it great for them, but it's great for me, because, you know, this is really why I've changed professions, and what I love to do is to help people find love that will last. And I think it's just about knowing and setting it up. You know, it's building the right foundation. So obviously, right, Slender does that with that, but also the more you know and the more you get out, you know, clarify up front, the better it's going to be. So it's really a win-win.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Andrea. What a pleasure. I love talking to you always. I agree. And listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Slender, the new dating app for fit and active singles, just go to slender.com. And again, that's slindir.com. And if you want to connect with Andrea Miller, go to her website at howtodate.com. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. And I'm here to help you and your relationships be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, theLoveDoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.